RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Happy of the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. It's Commander's Rewind. What we do is, every Tuesday, we play back your favorite moments from the game, and we've got 12 clips here for you, which is good. It was a little bit, I don't know who's picking the clips. I had written down, like, 8 or 9 things I wanted to show you. None of them were in the drive when I looked this morning. So it's more of a dealer's choice, but I'm not the dealer. I'm normally the dealer. I'm not the dealer today. So I will react to the cards as they're dealt. I've got my notes, though. I rewatched the game. We'll go over what went well, what didn't go well. As you know, I was really hard on this defense yesterday. And on rewatching, I'm going to be hard on the defense again today. There was no mind change. But a lot of Jaden Daniels stuff. Man, he is so good. Tons of fun. Wide receiver room. This is it. Before we fire up the music, before we get to the clips, Chris Moore in the wide receiver room. He plays wide receiver for the Commanders. Did you know that? You may know him from such moments as that time he dropped a great Jaden Daniels pass in the end zone in the second half. No, that one wasn't in the highlights folder this morning when I went to pull the highlights. Incredible throw by Jade. Second half. You know the one I'm talking about. 2nd and 5 coming in the red zone. Incredible pass from Jaden Daniels. They settle for a field goal because he doesn't catch that. Chris Moore was in on 59% of the snaps. That's one, obviously too many. But two, I think I asked why, and I think it speaks to the complexity of the Cliff Kingsbury offense and the Cliff Kingsbury experience. They don't want Jalen Lane doing a bunch of things, having to learn a bunch of formations and looks. Now, as a result of that, you got a Terry injury, you got a Noah Brown injury. Somebody has to play wide receiver because the play calls for it. Chris Moore seems to be getting those nods. You got to phase him out at some point. Now, he's not doing anything wrong. He's just not your future. I think that's pretty clear. We see that. It's time to give those snaps to somebody else. I think in a week where Cliff Kingsbury had a lot of variables, a lot of unknowns, and you're trying to break Jaden Daniels back in, I think he wanted something he believed in. And he trusts Chris Moore. He clearly does. He puts him in situations that are important. And situations where he doesn't catch the ball, where he doesn't even get the ball thrown to him, that are important situations. He trusts this guy. So start there. That's an important place to start. The coach sometimes plays guys for reasons other than they're the best player on the field. That's the Chris Moore situation right now. That said, if these guys are going to get to where they're going to go, you got to find a guy who can catch that pass. Because that's If Jaden completes that pass, you have two iconic Jaden Daniels passes in the same game. Obviously, we'll play the McCaffrey shot before halftime, which was great. He's dealing. He's in his bag. He's rolling. He delivers it into the window, postage stamp size window. He fits an American football through it. The Duke, signed by Roger Goodell, into that window. You got to catch that football. That said, I don't think Chris Moore is going anywhere because I think there are too many variables right now. Now, if you get Terry back, you get Noah Brown back, he'll go inactive right away and everybody will feel good about that. I think that's a little bit of why he's playing. And with that, let's do a Commanders Rewind.
Hail to the Commanders!
Hey, what's that smell?
Take the man, baby! Come on!
No, I taste victory.
Oh! Victory!
This is a weird football game. A lot of football games are weird. Trevor Lawrence tripped and fell and won for the Jaguars last night. Football is a weird sport. It's a small sample size sport. That's what I love about it. I love baseball because we play 162 of them. I can say with great confidence, the best baseball players in the entire world play in Major League Baseball. We haven't left anybody behind. There's just too many days, too many games, too many reps. You can't say that with confidence at all in the National Football League. Injuries, small sample size, colleges play 11 games, man. You're at North Dakota State. You don't get discovered. It's a wild sport. And then everybody goes unhinged in the first series out of the game. We have a penalty on the kickoff. We redo the kickoff. The Commanders' defensive line lines up really wide on the edges. They don't respect the middle of the field at all, and they push the edges. Now, I think they saw something, and I think they were correct that they saw something because they had a lot of success against Justin Herbert. But third and two right out of the gate, Herbert notices the middle of the field is completely empty, and he runs for a first down and kind of sets the tone he's going to do what he wants today. It's third and five in the red zone now. Fast forward down the field. They drive down the field. It's third and five in the red zone. He drops back. The middle of the field remains completely empty. Why doesn't he run for the first down? I don't know. That's a question they're going to ask this week in Chargers practice. Like, does he think he's running too much? He's not a running quarterback. Is his coach telling him, let's throw? I don't know. He could have got the first down, though. He chooses not to run, which kind of cements the Commanders' defensive strategy from there. Yeah, he had a couple of good runs. Yeah, we can put up with that because on every other play, we're getting the pressure that we want to get on him. All right, Mikey Sanders still. He's going to be the hero later, so don't worry about it. I'm telling you the end of the book now. He'll be fine. It's a 29-yard field goal for the Chargers. It's fourth and five. You've got to know the situation. You've got to know the situation. You've got to be better than this. A lot of field goals getting blocked in the NFL this year, right? Everybody's excited. Yeah, I'm sure they're showing the tape all week in the special teams room. Hey, look, everybody's blocking kicks. Get in on this kick blocking party. This is going to be a lot of fun. We can do that too. Let's practice our looks. It's fourth and five. Fourth and five, four, three, two, or one. If you go offsides, they get a first down. He goes offsides. They get a first down. That's a four-point penalty in an American football game. You can't have that. That's not good enough for a team that spent all week talking about how it's going to be good out of the gate on the road. They weren't. That sets up our first touchdown of the game.
Second and goal, just outside the two-yard line. Hampton behind Herbert. Snap. He's rolling out to his right, throws back to the center of the end zone, and this time he does connect with Ladd McConkey for a two-yard touchdown pass. Touchdown, Los Angeles.
Well-designed play by the Chargers. Long pass. You got to have everybody has to be on the same page. End is out of bunch formation. Miscommunication. I don't know if we're man-to-man and yeah, just a well-designed play.
Lennon will cheer up. It'll be all right. That's Bram Weinstein and London Fletcher. They are on the Commanders radio broadcast every week. You hear it right here on 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. There were seven completely unhinged football plays in that first series. Why was that the one they put in the highlights drive for us to listen to today for Commanders Rewind? I don't know. You all think I'm in charge of things around here? I'm not in charge of things around here. So you got to listen to Sad London instead. I mentioned they figured out something. I think what they figured out was forget the center, forget the guards. Just push the tackles with pressure. Pinch the quarterback. Good things will happen. Dorrance Armstrong, let's get him to sack number 4 on the season. We'll get him to 5 before it's all said and done.
Snap to Herbert. Play action again. Pressure coming off the edge. They hit him and they brought him down. Dorrance Armstrong off the edge. Tremendous play. Second sack of the game for the Commanders defense.
It was a nice job on the back end to take away the deep shot by that Herbert wanted. But Dorrance Armstrong, he beats the tackle. Dukalis with an inside pass rush movement is able to get to Justin Herbert.
That's Dorrance Armstrong. He's playing really, really well right now. And that came on a drive where they needed some positive momentum. Unfortunately, 2nd and 15, they get it right back. And all of a sudden, the Chargers are in field goal range. All of a sudden, they're in business. Before that, by the way, talking about sacks, Von Miller got a sack on the second drive. Von Miller has now sacked 62 NFL quarterbacks. It's not 62 sacks. He's got more than that. 62 different NFL quarterbacks have been sacked by Von Miller. He added Justin Herbert to that. That's the kind of stat that you hear and you're like, that actually shouldn't be possible because divisions and conferences and years, quarterbacks last a while, and he's sacked 62 different quarterbacks in his NFL career. Good on Von Miller. That's awesome. I mentioned the Dorrance Armstrong sack. In drives with sacks, the other team struggles to score points usually. It's not the case against the Commanders, but we finally have it. Here it is, folks. Turnover City. Let's go there.
Here's a snap to Herbert, looking left, scans back to the right, pumps, throws, over the middle, connects with Quentin Johnson.
Ball's out.
And the ball is out. The ball is out, and Washington's recovered it, so they get a big play on the back end. The rookie, Trey Amos, knocked it out of Johnston's hands, and they get the turnover right when they need it.
That's exactly what you
really
want.
On the field is a catch, and subsequently a fumble. Recovered by the defense. First down.
This is a nice job. It's actually Quan Martin who comes up and forces the fumble. He gets the shoulder into Johnson, creates the takeaway, and I would believe it was Marshawn Lattimore who recovered it.
It doesn't mean a thing if you don't score. They scored. Bill went in for his first touchdown. We'll talk about Bill in the next segment. We'll get to that. Jalen Lane, nice catch on 3rd and 16 to extend the sticks, extend the drive. Did you see who we caught it on? Our old friend Benjamin St. Juice. The old friends don't disappear. They just resurface in other cities in the game. We get to the end of the first half, and there's the roughing the punter call. The Commanders get it back, and this is Cliff Kingsbury at his finest. He's been aggressive. I talked extensively yesterday about how Dan Quinn got aggressive again on Sunday, and it was so, so important for this football team. So you get aggressive before the half. We're going to steal some points. You don't. It's fourth down. They return the punt for a touchdown, but it's roughing the punter. What do you do? And I think if you pulled 32 NFL coaches, I think at least 20 of them would say, kneel on that football, thank your lucky stars, get in the locker room, and figure out how you're going to play better in the second half. Instead, Cliff Kingsbury does this.
Jaden's back on the field. Empty backfield, 1st and 10. Here's the snap. Second chance. Can they take advantage of it? A lot of time. Shot down the center of the field. Looking for Luke McCaffrey. He makes the catch at the Chargers 34.
This is an amazing catch by Luke McCaffrey on the post route. And the trust by Jaden Daniels to take the shot downfield. Tremendous over the shoulder catch by McCaffrey.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was really pretty. Everything about that screams, I am a risk taker taking a risk. All right. One, they're not so deep that if this is intercepted, the Chargers don't get 3, right? Anytime you throw the ball 40 yards in the air, there is a non-zero chance it's going to get intercepted. That's why teams don't do it just all the time, right? If they intercept that, they're going to get 3 points out of it. Secondly, they send 5 wide receivers out onto the field. Jaden Daniels, just you back there. Good luck. If they blitz you, you might die. Huh? Have fun. Don't get a safety. Good luck. What a gutsy play call. This could have gone bad in so many ways after they just watched their gutsy call go bad in so many ways. I love this. Dan Quinn making moves, being gutsy. And then you go into halftime 10-10, it's a fresh game, and you start to feel really good about things all of a sudden. It sets up the second half. I'm going to get to the second half in 15 minutes. But first, I'm going to talk about my favorite running back in the NFL. I'm going to do it on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 104.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
5-1 FM. I love wins. We're going to need to expand this show to 9 hours after wins. That's how much Commander's Rewind was. We played 4 clips in that segment. I did 13 minutes of Commander's Rewind off of 4 clips. More regular Chris Cooley over there. Everybody remembers Cooley's film breakdown. He usually went about 1.5 hours. And sometimes they got to the game, too. I'm in the Cooley footsteps here. 4 clips, 13 minutes. I love doing the Commander's Rewind. Sports Talk on the Fan is brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Great slate this weekend includes Cincinnati at Green Bay on CBS. We're breaking down Sunday's Commanders game right now, and I think this entire segment needs to be personally dedicated. I'm going to call Delilah. I'm going to send this one out to my guy, the current man crush of everybody on the Washington Commanders, Bill. There you go. He's Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt. He's Bill. He's just a running back. He's the big, beautiful Bill. He's Bill on Capitol Hill. We're all falling in love with him. And by the way, is not fake, is real. Because this is the vision, the speed, the elusiveness. Yeah, Jaden Dana's making life easier for him. Yeah, this offensive line's making life easier for him. You know who else they did that for last year? Brian Robinson Jr., Austin Eckler. Name running backs in the National Football League. Were any of them as good as this guy is? I'm just here to tell you, after 5 games, that's a pretty definitive no for me. Let's get to the Bill highlights. He started off the scoring for the Commanders.
Clap for Daniels. Hand off to Bill. Gets to the edge. 15, 10, 5. No one's going to touch him. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington!
Bill Crosby, man, with a little bit of how you like me now. And that's a great answer by the offense. Cliff Kingsbury went in this bag and dialed up all types of plays. And this last one was a touchdown run by Bill Krosky Merritt.
I figured out who's going to play London Fletcher in the movie. Peak Chris Farley. Just in the booth, waving back and forth. You're not going to have time to run for a touchdown. Going to be living in a van down by the river. Love London. Love the enthusiasm. Yeah, Bill kept running. Here he goes.
Commanders going to start with a handoff here. Bill Krosky Merritt. Boy, he got hit around the neck, got out of it, cuts out to the 50, 45, 40, 30 by 30, ducks under two Chargers to get extra yardage. What a run by Bill!
What a run indeed. And this is just Bill Krosky Merritt using his great speed, but also his balance running through the contact. And this is against Derwin James, one of the best safeties in the National Football League. And once he makes Derwin James miss that, he's off to the races.
All right, I'm going to throw a curveball at you. Go to clip 9 here, because that was the drive. Bill opens it up in the second half. You're like, oh, they mean business. Third and 10, that's a Jeremy McNichols time, because pass protection is more important than whatever Bill brings to the table. I get that. Jeremy McNichols was like, Bill's having fun. I want to have fun.
Jalen Lane goes in motion, left to right. Snap to Daniels. Chargers bring 5. They swing it out to Jeremy McNichols, who busts off one tackler, takes out another, and is able to dive ahead for a first down. Tough running after the catch by McNichols.
I've been talking all out about Amarion Hampton breaking tackles. This time, McNichols does his version of breaking the tackle. You got Tarheem Steele. You didn't get called for that pass interference, so payback is a mother. Misses the tackle, and McNichols does the rest, lowers his shoulder to make sure he picks up that first down on Hart.
He's such a defensive guy. I love Luddy. He's such a defensive guy. Like, he gets excited for good physical football, which there was a lot of. This is a team with Cliff Kingsbury as their offensive coordinator. Cliff Kingsbury, by the way, you can do the list. Patrick Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, you know, now Jaden Daniels. This is a team with Jaden Daniels as their quarterback. And what do? They have established the dang run this year. I kind of love it. Bill got 2 touchdowns. Here's the second one.
Here's the snap. Handoff Krosky Merritt. Cuts to the edge. They're not going to get him again. He's a 2-timer. He's in again. Bill Krosky Merritt. Touchdown. Touchdown, Washington.
Oh, man. Sometimes you got to be your own blocker. We go with a stress play, and the blockers get caught up, and Bill Krosky Merritt, he actually gets a really nice block by Chris Paul on the edge, and Krosky Merritt does the rest, man. It ain't nothing like a California party, and we're having one right now.
That's some California love right there. This is the Bill Appreciation segment on Commanders Rewind, a full segment dedicated to how awesome the Commanders running back is. And this, I'll say this too, big picture, this covers over a lot of Adam Peters' misses. Right, guy? The natives were getting restless. I'm the natives. You know, did they miss on Ben Sinnott? Are they missing on you cutting a 5th-round linebacker a year in? Are these draft picks as good as you hoped they would be? It was kind of a whiff on the Marshawn Lattimore trade. A hit like this makes up for a lot of misses. Because a hit like this in the 7th round, you got yourself a franchise guy going forward. I think that right there buys you a lot of time as a general manager. Hey, you drafted a tight end, and he's not great. And he was good. He's improved, by the way, as a blocker in particular. We'll get to that. Because, hey, remember that time in the 7th round I drafted a running back and he's awesome and everybody makes memes about him? That's pretty good. So Tom Brady announces these games for Fox. After the game, he gives out his Tom Brady Let's Effing Go Player of the Game Silver Football. And so if you are Tom Brady's favorite player of the game, you get a silver football that Tom Brady signed and you get to talk to him on the headset. And we can talk about Tom in a minute if we want to. But Bill, I believe, is genuinely starstruck that he is talking to Tom Brady. And it's just flat out adorable.
How much does this day give you confidence here in the second quarter of the season?
It definitely gives me a lot of confidence. I want to say thanks to God, my teammates, my family for just being with me the whole way. So it definitely gives me a lot of confidence.
Yeah, they sure do. We all have these unique journeys to the NFL, and you bounced around a few college teams, a 7th-round pick this year. But tell me, how's it feel to have a great home here in Washington?
It feels amazing. I'm so thankful for this organization for believing in me, for trusting me, and I'm so thankful and just excited to be here.
Yeah, just keep take advantage of those opportunities. My last question, and we talk all game, and we use your name Bill up here so often in the booth, but we know it's from a cartoon, Little Bill, and that was your childhood haircut. Do you hear chants down on the field from all the Commanders fans saying, Bill, 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 when you're out there on the field?
I definitely hear them, and I love it, and I'm so thankful that they support me, and it just made me want to give my all to them.
As one of the greatest to ever do it, being interviewed by Tom Brady after Sunday's football game. It's the Bill Appreciation Hour on 910 The Fan. Bill's so good. He's fun to watch. He's kept his head on through the whole thing. We can talk about Tom Brady for a second. Uniquely bad at interviewing players. Not particularly great at calling the games. He was on the pregame show last week. He's actually really good on the pregame show. He's sitting next to Gronk. He was joking. He was laid back. He goes on Colin Cowherd during the week. He's good on Colin Cowherd. They get like he goes into like 4 or 5 minute long stories, which you can't do in this format. I think Tom Brady needs to be moved to the pregame show. I have come to the conclusion after watching this week. Tom Brady needs to be pulled off the broadcast. It's not redeemable. They're making him better, but they're making the broadcast worse by making him better because they're having to like put him into situations that are pretty clearly scripted for him. He's not good at interviewing at all. Put him on the pregame show. He's the most expensive pregame show host ever. Sometimes you just got to cut your losses and admit you made a mistake. They made a mistake on that one. It happens. Tom Brady on the pregame show. We'd watch it. We got to get back to the second half because the Commanders, when we last checked in with them, it was 10-10. They went to the locker room. Dan Quinn yelled at them a lot. And they said, okay, we'll go play good football. So they did. We'll get to that after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Segment 3 of Commanders Rewind. It will be the final segment of Commanders Rewind. Why? Because it has to be. Because we got to get out to Charlotte. AWOD Radio's at ACC Basketball Media Day. So we got to wrap this thing up. The defense. I'm not going to reiterate everything I said yesterday because I kind of stand by it all, which is good. That doesn't always happen, by the way. And y'all know this. I'm willing to admit when I'm wrong. I was not wrong yesterday. The defensive line was really good. The secondary was really bad. And I'm not going to harp on the secondary. But I am going to say, Daron Payne, what a weird situation where every once in a while, his contract is about to expire. And in those years, he's just like, I am actually one of the best players in the National Football League. And this is a contract year. So we are all getting blessed with this version of Daron Payne.
Third down at 6. Washington's just going to bring 4. Herbert pumps, moves. He's hit the back end. They got him! That is Jacob Martin and Von Miller. They are used to seeing the former Bronco sacking a Chargers quarterback. And Washington's going to force a long field goal attempt.
So off air, Logan and I were talking about, I was saying, hey, on these third downs, let's maybe play a little bit more zone. That time, Joe went to zone coverage, forced Herbert to hold on to the football just long enough for your pass rush to get there. That's what I think. That's why I think you play more zone coverage, because this offensive line struggles in pass pro. Force Herbert to hold on to the football a little bit longer. The Chargers are missing alignment on the field goal attempt. But right there, if you force him to hold on to the football, the pass rush will get there with just a four-man rush. Great example of that.
Yeah, the Chargers' O-line was not faring very well. They're banged up, but they've been susceptible to pressure all season long. Dorrance Armstrong, 5 games, 5 sacks. I'm not a mathematician. Gary Hess did not teach me that. But that's a pretty good pace.
Here's the snap to Daniels, who throws it up to the back of the end zone. He's got a wide open man.
How about them apples?
Touchdown!
How about them apples?
Touchdown, Washington! Daniels to Debo to put out the Chargers.
Wow.
That happened. That did happen. That's a clip from the game. That's true. That's not this clip, but that's all right, because that did happen. Debo did catch a touchdown. Debo's playing really well. I'm curious contract-wise what you do offseason with him as well. There's the part of my brain is like, you got to sign him. But then the other part of my brain's like, don't invest in an aging wide receiver. That's a stupid thing to do. And like the little angel and the devil are going to be standing there all season, like wearing the Debo jerseys. Like, he was so good. You've got to sign him. But like, you know he's not going to be that good if you pay him, and then you're not going to be able to pay other guys. It's an interesting situation. We'll get to that. Dorrance Armstrong, 5 games, 5 sacks.
Second and 10 at the 47. Trey Harris goes in motion right to left. Hampton to the right of Herbert. Here's the snap. Pressure coming off the edge. Herbert is able to get away from it and then drag down. That could have been picked off by Marshawn Lattimore. I believe Herbert's knee was down before he threw the ball.
The ruling on the field is the quarterback's knee was down by contact before he threw the ball. Third down.
Dorrance Armstrong.
Yep, Dorrance Armstrong again.
If he continues this pace, he'll have 17 sacks this season. What a find. Check out, we did the basketball segment. We talk about basketball coaches bringing their basketball teams over. Dorrance Armstrong was in Dallas. That's a find. He was not a starter there. He's making himself a starter here. He's making his impact felt. All right, one more guy I want to mention. Jordan McGee, linebacker. He's not Bobby Wagner. That's okay. Bobby Wagner is a Hall of Famer. He's really fast, though. I want to see him on the field more starting next week. Now, if I'm a coach, I'm just going to put myself in Dan Quinn's shoes for a second, because Dan Quinn, and this is true, knows more about defense than me. Dan Quinn wants Bobby Wagner out there for a lot of reasons that are really very, very legitimate. And, like, if Dan Quinn were sitting right next to me and I said, Dan, DQ, I think you should play more Jordan McGee. And you're like, whoa, MP, we're going to stick with Bobby Wagner. He could lay it out for you and be like, yeah, that makes sense. Here's what I'm going to give you as a counterpoint. This is a team that when the defensive line gets to the quarterback, they're very good. And when they don't get to the quarterback, they're very bad. And Jordan McGee is fast. It pops on the tape, man. He's got speed. There's a lot of things Bobby Wagner has that Jordan McGee doesn't have. And Bobby Wagner's in the right place, and he's diagnosing things, and he's putting guys where he needs to be. And Jordan McGee can't do any of that, and that's okay because he's not a Hall of Famer yet. He has time to grow into that. But, man, you turn on this tape, and you just watch, who's that guy? Who's that guy? He's popping. He's fast. It's Jordan McGee every time. They let him blitz a couple times. It was really fun to watch. They let him get after the quarterback, and he did a great job of it. But when he didn't get after the quarterback, he was good in coverage, not because He's the smartest guy out there, not because he's the strongest guy out there. He's not the best tackler out there, all right? This is an odd way to praise somebody. He is so stinking fast, though. And the thing this team needs right now is that speed because of how important it is to get to the quarterback quickly. If this D-line doesn't get to the quarterback quickly, the play's dead on arrival. Nothing matters. That speed, I think, is huge. I would love to see more Jordan McGee going forward. He popped on the tape. He was really good. Mikey Sanders still. Last time we saw him, it was 4th and 5, and he got a penalty. And so instead of 3 points, the Chargers scored 7 points. To a lesser team, that would be devastating. But this is the Washington Commanders. And for 30 years, Dan Snyder owned this team. And a dark cloud followed them everywhere we went. And so for the last 21 football games in the regular season, good things have happened to this team. And because that's not fair. You know, the coin has flipped their way so many times. We dealt with that crap for 30 years. We are owed this. This is fair. Get over it. Good things happen to this team. Mikey Sanders still in the right place at the right time, winning this football game.
They had 1st and goal at the 1. Here's the snap to Herbert. Washington brings 4. Throw. That one's tipped. And picked off by Mike Sanders still at the 1-yard line.
Sanders still just played Justin Herbert like a puppet. He ran this exactly. He knew exactly what route he was going to get. Jumps in front of that play and intercepts this pass. Mikey on the spot is what we're going to call it.
Mikey on the spot. Wrapping this game up. Man, takeaway at the 1-yard line sets up one of my favorite drives. Jane can play for a while. This would be one of my favorite drives for a while. You get the ball 7 minutes and 40 seconds left in the game. And what does he do? He just wins the game. Drives down the field. 4th down and goal from the 7. Debo Samuel touchdown. Incredible. They go up 27-10. And then let's give Von Miller the final word here. Let's let Von Miller take us home.
Here's Lance again up the middle. He's out of time, and he is sacked. Von Miller's got him.
Von with 2 sacks today, huh?
Yeah, how about that? Good to have Von Miller back in the positive contribution column. Everybody eats. Everybody's doing well right now in D.C. That's Commanders Rewind. The Commanders are 3-2. They're going to play Monday night against the Chicago Bears. I think this will be a tough football game. And the reason I think that is last time around, same team, same place, they needed a Hail Mary to beat the Bears. I don't think that's sustainable, by the way, but I think they can beat the Bears. I think the Bears have the rest advantage. They had the bye last week. They will have been 15 days since their last game. That's going to be a healthy, well-rested football team. Chance that Terry comes back. I'm excited to break this one down with y'all as the week goes on. I think we're in for a really, really good football game. Commanders, Bears, Monday night. We'll be here Monday holding it down. Some people say it's a holiday. I say I don't believe in holidays on Commanders game days, except the Christmas game. We're taking that one off. We're not making you come in that day. Commanders, Bears. 5:15 pregame Monday night, 8:15 kickoff, and then deep into the night on the postgame show, 3 hours of postgame with my guy Fred Smoot. The mouth of the South will be taking you around the corner until we get to the Junkies in the morning. There's hype around this team. There's buzz around this team, and it's so fun to watch them right now. 3-2, everything in front of them, and I don't think this is a Super Bowl team with the secondary the way it is right now. But if I had to say, I'd say that if Jaden plays, he covers over a lot of these mistakes and can get them to the playoffs. And that's pretty good. Back-to-back playoff appearances. A lot of coaches here weren't able to do that for a very long time. Ask Mike Shanahan how hard that is. Ask Jay Gruden how hard that is. Ron Rivera certainly did not pull that off in D.C. It's been a hot minute since back-to-back playoff appearances. It's in sight. It's possible for these guys. Excited to be on that journey with you, taking the run around the Commanders here. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.